You're listening to KALW, San Francisco Bay Area. I'm Kevin Vance with news around the state. Barbershops and hair salons were given the okay to reopen in most areas of California yesterday. But as Nicole Nixon reports, an attorney for the beauty industry says the timing was not a coincidence.
Fred Jones represents the Professional Beauty Federation of California. Earlier this month, he filed a lawsuit challenging Governor Gavin Newsom's closure of hair, skin, and nail salons. He says a ruling was expected as soon as today.
We think it is absolutely clear that this announcement was a direct result of our lawsuit and of our very public campaign.
Jones says he's still continuing with the lawsuit since skin and nail services were left out. Newsom was also facing legal pressure on religious services before he released guidelines for resuming in-person worship earlier this week. But when asked about escalating legal challenges, including from the U.S. Department of Justice, Newsom brushed them off as purely politics.
Again, we're working very collaboratively, not only regionally, but with the federal government on things that really matter. Some of these other things, to me, it's just noise.
In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
Churches, temples, and mosques across California can now hold religious services if they want to, so long as they keep attendance at 25% capacity and under 100 people. But as Cap Radio's Sammy Keola reports, these gatherings introduce a new level of risk.
Earlier this month, 1,200 religious leaders asked Governor Gavin Newsom to consider worship an essential service. They just got their wish, but not all faith leaders are welcoming back congregants. Many are worried that they won't be able to properly space people out. Kevin Kittrell Ross is a minister at Unity of Sacramento. He says they're sticking with virtual services for now out of an abundance of caution.
And that's what I would like to see from all of us. And I know there are economic impacts, but I don't believe that we should gamble with people's lives.
In early March, more than 50 people contracted the disease after a church choir rehearsal in Washington. Erin Mordecai is a Stanford University biologist.
There have been some studies coming out just recently suggesting that things like singing or talking loudly can increase the risk because they just increase the amount of respiration that you're doing and expelling viral particles into the air.
The new California guidelines ask religious groups to consider eliminating singing and group recitation, implement cleaning protocols, and ask guests to wear face coverings. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Keola.
In that tweet yesterday, President Donald Trump claimed Governor Gavin Newsom is, quote, sending millions of ballots to anyone living in the state, no matter who they are, unquote. He also said that the election will be rigged as a result. PolitiFact California reporter Chris Nichols fact-checked the president's statement.
The part about anyone getting a ballot is just plain false. Newsom's plan calls for sending mail-in ballots only to registered voters before the November election. The governor says it's an effort to keep Californians safe in case there's a second wave of COVID-19. Newsom was asked at his coronavirus briefing about Trump's tweet and his additional claim that voting by mail leads to fraud.
Well, there's no evidence of that, respectfully. Quite the contrary.
The governor cited three national studies, including one by the George W. Bush administration. They found a minuscule amount of voter fraud after looking at hundreds of millions of ballots cast in recent years.
And there should be sanctions for people that are doing the wrong thing. But the reality is, overwhelming majority of people are doing the right thing.
The White House did not respond to a request for comment. In the end, we evaluated both the false claim about Newsom sending ballots to everyone and Trump's misleading allegations about voter fraud. Altogether, they earned a pants on fire. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
California voters will get to decide in November if app-based drivers are exempt from Assembly Bill 5, a labor law that could convert many of them to employees with benefits and set schedules. Scott Rodd reports.
The ballot initiative is backed by more than $100 million from companies including Uber, Lyft, and delivery app DoorDash. The gig economy giants argue the law would upend their business model by eliminating flexibility for workers. The companies want to continue classifying their drivers as contractors. Proponents of AB 5 say drivers should be entitled to benefits and protections like workers' compensation and unemployment insurance. If passed, the measure would require companies to provide some level of health benefits and guaranteed compensation based on how long a driver works. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.
Those stories came to us from our partners at Capital Public Radio News.